Welcome, everybody, to the Miami Sports Vibes podcast. And what a damn time right now to be a Miami Heat fan, to be a Miami sports fan in general. You see the Panthers doing their thing as well. I mean, oh, man, 2-0. How about that? Taking two games on the road in Boston to start the series. Who would have thought that? Quite frankly, I thought we were going to take game one, and I thought we were going to get killed in game two. I really did. I thought that it was going to be a bounce back game for Boston. I thought Boston was going to play like, you know, the series was on the line. And although they pretty much did, it was just not enough for the Miami Heat boys, man. I mean, we continue to freaking shine. It's fucking unbelievable, man. I am so damn excited. The fact that we're able to go up 2-0 in a series, going back home to Miami against this Boston team, man, I mean, you're just two wins away from the NBA Finals, a place that we haven't been since 2020, and then before that was 2014. I mean, you can kind of feel it right now as a Heat fan, right? You get the goosebumps when you think about the NBA Finals and possibly reaching the NBA Finals, right? Just for a chance to win a title. I mean, it's amazing, but at the same time, you got to understand, you don't want to kind of jinx it. You don't want to get too overboard because two wins still have to come apart. And the same way that we beat the Boston Celtics in Boston, the Boston Celtics are more than capable of beating the Miami Heat on their home floor as well. So we can end up having a weird series where Boston comes and wins two in a row, and we're at a 2-2 series. So we're right there where we're excited, but we have just a little inch away before we're overly excited, and that's getting at least winning one game at home. You win one game at home, and I'm pretty sure that this is wraps. You know, I don't think we're a type of team that will blow a 3-1 lead per se. So regardless, if we have to go back to Boston game five, I really, as long as you win one of these two games at home, I think we are officially, like in my terms, in the driver's seat of going to the NBA Finals. And that just, man, damn, like I'm still at a loss of words. I cannot believe this is like, we really won both of those games in Boston. Like, wow. I mean, let's just talk about it. Let's talk about it. So many of you, you know, that heard my prediction podcast said that you heard me say that this series is probably going to go seven games. And right now it's with a 2-0 lead, it's kind of looking like we might do this thing in six. You know, I had the Heat in seven, but I think I'm going to change my pick to the Heat in six the way they're playing. I mean, for game one, unbelievable game for Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler had 35 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 12 of 25 shooting, hit 2 threes. The 3 balls were flying. Caleb Martin had 3, he's had a great series. Kyle Lowry had 3 threes. He shot 6 for 12. Bam Adebayo, though, 20 points, shooting 9 of 13. I thought that was a big-time game for him. And you guys remember, I said that Bam Adebayo is the X factor to this series. You know what you're going to get from Jimmy Butler, but nobody on this Boston Celtics team can check Bam. So if Bam goes ahead and plays aggressive, does what we've seen that Bam can do, I absolutely love this series, the chance for the Heat to win this even more. And it looked like that was the game plan. Like early on, they were giving Bam touches. Bam was playing aggressive from the jump. And that's one thing that I thought was the key to victory, as well as Kyle Lowry. That's another guy that I mentioned as my X factor. You're not going to expect Kyle Lowry to come in here and score 20 points a game off the bench. I mean, it's just, is it possible to happen here and there? Absolutely. But consistently, no. But what do you want to see Kyle Lowry do? You want to see him come in and be that veteran point guard, that championship experience, be high IQ guy, get other guys involved, take a couple charges, play great defensively, communicate. You know, when there's a 5 seconds left, 3 seconds left on an inbound play with shot clock remaining, you know, things like that, those little things. And that's what I think Kyle Lowry is able to provide to this team. And especially him coming off the bench, I think it is amazing, an amazing spot for him. I think I saw a stat. I believe the Heat are 17-6 or 18-6 since Kyle Lowry started coming off the bench. So it's a pretty good record. So game one, he had 15 points. He contributed shooting 6 for 12. I thought that was big time. 3 assists, 3 rebounds, doing the little things. But Caleb Martin off the bench, man, 6 of 11 in game one with 18 points, and he continued on to game two. So game one, Miami Heat took that 123 to 16. And then last night, the big game too. Sheesh. Caleb Martin deserves flowers, man. We don't win this game without Caleb Martin. 11 for 16 shooting in 32 minutes played, 25 points. And it kind of gets overlooked. You're hearing, you know a lot of the stories about, you hear it, right? Grant Williams poked the bear, Jimmy Butler turned up, and Jimmy Butler willed the Miami Heat to take a 2-0 lead. But Caleb Martin deserves a lot of flowers for this one, honestly. Very underrated right now. He's going under the radar, with the exception of Heat fans, obviously, that no ball. But man, 25 points off the bench, big time. I was a little disappointed in Kyle Lowry. He was 0 for 5, had 0 points, had 5 assists. I was a little bit disappointed. I expected more from him. Duncan Robinson contributed really, really nicely. 6 of 9 shooting, played 21 minutes last night, 15 points. I thought that was something that we desperately needed from him. Gabe Vincent is... Gabe Vincent is so freaking frustrating. I can't tell if I like him or hate him. There's so many decisions that I hate that he does, but then he comes back and makes a clutch shot down the stretch where I'm like, okay, Gabe, like it's like this love-hate relationship with Gabe Vincent, man. But he played 40 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. Second most minutes on the Miami Heat team. Jimmy Butler with 41 minutes played, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. You guys saw it, man. I mean, the level that Grant Williams... the level that he started playing once Grant Williams poked the bear, that was insane. Grant Williams, the Celtics were down 9. No, we're up 9 points with 6 minutes left in the game. And he started talking that shit. And you know Jimmy Butler was just going to crank it up after that. He shored this. So I think he scored about like 9 or 12 points right after that. And look at that. Miami Heat end up winning 111 to 105. So shout out to Grant Williams. All right. I think he's a hell of a player, by the way. Honestly, I don't mind people talking shit. I think that's cool for the game. I think that's good for the game. I think it shows toughness. And to be honest, who else on the Celtics is even daring to talk shit to Jimmy Butler? Nobody. Like, they don't have no dog over there. Marcus Smart is not a dog. When you flop that much, like, you're not considered a dog. Like, that's like saying Kyle Lowry is a dog. Like, no. Like, I'm sorry. No. Jaylen Brown, he's not a dog. This dude is getting clamped up. This guy is giving sore loser responses to the interviews. Jason Tatum is not a dog. Like, is he a beast? Hell yeah. Talented? Hell yeah. All-star, one of the best players in the NBA? Hell yeah. But I'm talking about, like, dog that's going to go to your face and talk shit and mean it and not back down? Who in the Celtics is doing that? They're all soft. And that's probably a big-ass reason why we're up to in this series, because we want it more. We work harder. We hustle harder. We want it more, like I said. And we don't back down from shit. That's what this Miami Heat team is all about. They will get in your face, all of them. All of them. It does not matter. So, honestly, I don't mind that from Grant Williams, because I think it's exactly what the Boston Celtics need, and they need more of, to be honest. But Celtics fans are blaming Grant Williams for the reason why they lost. Man, that's just bullshit, all right? Is it part of the reason? Yeah, got Jimmy Butler to turn up to a different level, but Jimmy's going to bring that shit regardless, to be honest with you. And there was a lot of other reasons why the Celtics lost this game. Jaylen Brown, when they asked him, oh, do you think Grant Williams poked the bear? He's like, next question, like a sore loser. It's kind of like you're saying, yeah, but my man, you was 1 for 7 from three. My man, you was 7 for 23 from the field, and you are getting locked the hell up because your ass cannot dribble. So, you know, take some accountability, and I don't think that Celtics team does so. So, listen, Grant Williams was 4 of 6 in a game that he didn't even play the game before. So I thought he gave him, I thought he gave a good spark to them. And if he's not wanted, I sure as hell will take him in the Miami Heat. I'll tell you that much. I'll tell you that much. I have no issue. And I don't think Grant Williams was the only reason why the Miami Heat won this game. Bam Adebayo, what a game from him though, huh? 22 points again, scoring 20 plus, 17 rebounds now. And 17 shots taken. That's what I want to see. You have to have the second most shot attempts on the team. Know that you're him and go deliver. 38 minutes played. He was all over the place defensively. And he also had 9 freaking assists. 22 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists. 1 assist away from a triple-double. And what about that big-time rebound and dunk late in the game to pretty much, you know, put the icing on the cake to deliver us that win. Bam Adebayo has had a big time series. I called it all along. In order for us to beat the Celtics, Bam has to continue elevating his game and playing at this aggressive level. Give it all defensively, like you always do, but give it all offensively. Just shoot the damn ball. 17 shot attempts. I like that as a minimum. They shouldn't even be lower than that. Take more shots. I know you were 9 of 13 in game one. I thought he could have had more shot attempts and he would have scored even more points. But when he's around this 17 shot attempt range, I absolutely love it. And 17 rebounds, man, talk about wanting it more, right? Wanting it more. And that's what the Miami Heat did. So now we're going on to game three. First of all, 3%, right? Mentioned that on the pod last week. 3% chance they gave the Miami Heat of winning this series before this series started. 3% my ass. All right? 3% my ass. Keep that shit at 3%. Don't even make the number higher. Like, nah, keep that same energy. And we freaking love that shit. You know what? I literally said, if there's anything that will motivate this Heat team, it's probably that 3% shit. I could see Pat Riley talking about it. I was like, hey, what if he put something on the locker room saying 3%? Things like that. I really think all of that type of energy is exactly what this Heat team needs. So I hope they keep the disrespect. I really do. And right now, let me see right now for game three. Yeah, for game three, look at this. We're not even favorite to win game three. So even though we're up 2-0 in the series, we're going back home. They have the Celtics as a 3-point favorite. So more fuel to the fire. No problem at all. I love to look at that. Like, I want to be an underdog throughout the whole time. Throughout the whole time, just make us underdogs in the Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, you name it. I just feel like we get the best out of the Miami Heat that way. But going on to game three and four at home, like I said, the message is simple. If you can sweep, absolutely sweep. But if you can get one, I think that's what you absolutely will take. I think you win one of these two games at home and you are good to go. Pretty much on the driver's seat to go to the NBA Finals in six games. That's what I think. But anything can happen. The Boston Celtics obviously are going to give them their best chance, their best shot. They're going to play like their backs against the wall. And they pretty much have to. But the Heat have to be ready to understand, you know, don't get too comfortable because you're home. Don't get too comfortable because you have a 2-0 lead. Obviously, it's going to be great to play at home behind your home crowd. The energy is going to be electric. But have to keep the foot on the gas and deliver. Like I said, you win one of these two games and you're pretty much good. What do I expect at home, though? I expect this team to have the same mentality that I'm asking for, because I don't think a team well-coached like Eric Spoelstra's team is going to fold by no means. I don't think there's such thing as being comfortable. Even if we're up 3-0, I don't see this team being comfortable. You might see it in other undisciplined teams, but the Miami Heat, that's not the way they do things. So I expect energy from the jump. Maybe a little bit of, you know, maybe some jitters in the beginning because you're playing at home, you're up 2-0. But I think once they settle in, you're going to be able to see the Miami Heat ready to ball out and possibly take game three. I mean, I don't think we will just because, I mean, going up 3-0, that would be incredible. It wouldn't shock me, but I don't think we will. I think game four is going to be the one that we get. But I expect this Heat team to come out ready, come out firing. Role players playing better at home, by the way. I strongly believe that's a thing. So I expect better games from Max Strus. I expect a better game from Gabe Vincent, because when role players play at home, that's the comfort. That's the little comfort zone. They feel better. They shoot there more often. They practice there. They have shoot-arounds there. They have majority of their games there. And they're just comfortable playing on that home floor. So I expect a big game from Max Strus, honestly. And he's a guy that hasn't quite had it going. So you know when he doesn't have it going, you know you're kind of on the way to something big, to like a nice, you know, 5-3-point game for Max Strus. So we'll see how that goes. But man, what a time to be a Heat fan, man. 2-0 series lead. Jimmy Butler has shown that he's him. Jimmy Butler has delivered. Bam Adebayo, shout out to you, man. Taking that step, understanding the assignment, understanding nobody can check you, understanding that, delivering that, grabbing rebounds, scoring over 20 points. We're going to need that to carry over once we go home. Kyle Lowry, I expect better from him in game three. 0 points is not too good. But we'll see how this goes. So 2-0 series lead for the Heat. Like I said, try to get one of these two. One of these two, take three games in, and you're pretty much in the driver's seat to head to the NBA Finals. And what a damn feeling that would be. Because if there's any player in the NBA that deserves a ring, it's Jimmy Butler. If there's any franchise that deserves a ring at this point, it's the Miami Heat. If there's any coach that deserves a ring at this point, after only getting his with LeBron and Wade, everybody talks shit about that, right? It's Eric freaking Spoelstra. And what fan base deserves it more than Heat Nation? We'll see how it goes. Hopefully we take care of business at home, and I'll check back in with y'all next week.